Hello and welcome to the Reculturalism Podcast. I used to do a podcast with Harry from Radio Rassilon called Culturalism Podcast, which you might have heard of. And this is a kind of unofficial spin-off thing. It's a bit like a kind of like downtime from Doctor Who. You know, slightly unofficial, but hopefully we'll be doing one with Harry soon at some point. In some form, you know. But I just thought I'd do this one. So this is episode one of the Reculturalism Podcast. Thanks for joining us. And if you want to throw any cult films or TV, etc., my way that you want us to talk about or look at, it's at IanTodd82 on Twitter. So the first thing I'm going to be talking about in tonight's episode, today, this morning, whatever, whenever you listen to it, is a Transporter TV show. Transporter was obviously a film with Jason Statham, trilogy, and then they did, they recently done a fourth one, which I haven't seen with someone else, but yeah, so the TV show was actually pretty good. It was on 5-star in the UK, and or Spike, one or two anyway. And again, it had a different guy playing Frank, and it was one of them sort of shows that was a bit, I don't know, it sounds a bit cruel to say it was a bit like Bugs or something, but it was kind of quite a culty niche sort of show that not everyone knew about and stuff, and it had a big cliffhanger at the end of the second series, and then it was cancelled, like a lot of fantastic sci-fi and cult shows. Once it just ends on a cliffhanger, you never know what happened. That's really frustrating. It was a good show. The second run was a little bit more patchy, if I'm honest, but I did enjoy it. It's a shame his German friend died at the start of the first second episode of the second series, something like that. But I thought the new team worked quite well in it. I mean, Spike actually put it out of order, so it was all a bit. I mean, the last episode was put out as the last episode, but some of them were all a bit all over the shop. Yeah, it was good. It was kind of like that sort of high tech escape shows, lots of explosions, and they had Frank Spotnitz, Spinitz, anyway, I do apologise to his X-Files writer, and he also wrote that thing with Melissa George that was on BBC a couple of years ago, called Hunted. He was behind that as well, which apparently was going to get another series but didn't. So, Transporter TV show, I think that's a pretty cult thing to talk about initially. I am saying cult, I'm not swearing, don't worry. So that was a pretty decent run. Each episode, they had a kind of arc over the two series, but generally it was quite like one-off sort of thing. Sort of dodgy accents in it as well, which is always good. I like when people kind of pretend to be from certain places, and the accents are all over the shop, you know. It seemed to be filmed in France quite a lot, a lot in America as well, Canada and stuff, but yeah, some ropey accents, but yeah, it added to the charm. Next thing I'm going to talk about is Total Recall, the original. Total Recall was a film which, for some reason, I thought I'd seen, but I'd never actually seen it. And I'd always want to see it, so I managed to catch it not that long ago. I didn't realise it was based on a Philip K. Dick novel as well, or novella, whatever it was. But I thought it was really good. It was worth the wait, because I like that sort of dystopian vision of the future, you know, the fancy cars and stuff like that. They're all kind of implanting memories. It's obviously a very sci-fi concept. And I'm going to be talking about, I think it's probably the next episode, I'm going to be talking about Dark City, one of my favourite films that I go on about to people, but no one's ever actually seen it. But yeah, it's like what's real, what actual memories have you actually had and stuff, and that's good. And Arnie was pretty perfect for it, to be honest with you. It's a bit that sort of like Running Man, you know, like he was very good in that, and a great concept as well, you know, that sort of, again, dystopian future. And you've got a three-breasted woman. Can't go wrong, can you? You know, that's where it's at. Some good shootouts as well. I wouldn't bother with the remake personally. It's one of them sort of things that, nah, I just wouldn't bother. I'm not really a massive fan of remakes, if I'm honest. Similar, another Philip K. Dick thing, Blade Runner, you know, that interesting vision of what cities are going to look like. If you haven't seen it, do check it out. I also watched, I think I've watched this a few years ago as well, Amityville 3. It was that sort of era where they started to experiment a little bit with 3D films. But it would be like there was one of the Nightmare on Elm Street had like the last 15 minutes in 3D. It's that sort of 3D, you know, that the early days. So I've got some 90s 3D glasses which I've kept. So I was using for like kind of the older sort of not as good 3D, so to speak, in the initial ones. When I watched the first Amityville, I quite enjoyed it, but I felt it could have been better. You know, it's got good potential, the concept of it and stuff like that, but. And this third one, I keep seeing in Asda there's loads of cash-ins on them now. So, you know, like, I don't know how many there originally was, but there's a lot of kind of cash-ins recently on the whole Amityville franchise. The third one was all right. Meg Ryan was in it. That was interesting. But, yeah, it was just quite disappointing, really. It the house and all that offers a lot, but then just seems to go nowhere, really. I'm a big fan of bad sequels, you know. I like the kind of Nightmare on Elm Street, Psycho, that sort of stuff, and you know, you've got to go quite far into franchises to get the sort of rubbishy ones. I watched a film not long ago, Beyond the Door 2, and it had no link to the original one, you know, and it had Dario Argento's ex-wife in, and I thought, oh, she must have been in the first one. No, she hadn't been in at all. It was just not linked to the first one at all. Quite random, that. But I do like the sort of naff ones.
Listen to cultism.
I've noticed something recently as well. There seems to be a lot of films being, some cult, some just general, like, big films, being made into TV shows, you know, Rush Hour, stuff like that. Rush Hour's pretty good. I haven't seen Limitless or Minority Report. I've heard, I don't know if Minority Report's out yet, but... Limitless was quite an interesting film anyway, so, but the biggest one for me was Uncle Buck, the TV show, and I just thought, it's been a lot of years now, you know, since that. I mean, it's a brilliant film, I love it, but it seems a bit of an odd thing to remake now, but you know, it might be interesting, you just never can tell.
Listen to cultism.
If you're into horror, there's a new show, I think it's an American or Canadian show called Slashers, coming up on Pick on Freeview on Tuesday night. American Horror Story Asylum's going to be on 5-star, starting this week, I think it's Thursdays. But yeah, and also a little plug for anyone who's in the northeast of England, the Screenage Kicks, which is a horror festival going on in various locations around Newcastle and surrounding areas. It's going to be starting from May the 6th until the 17th of June. So that includes Witchfinder General at Newcastle Castle and an Italian Horror All Day at the Cluny Newcastle, which is themed around Fulci. So if you go to Screen Demons Horror, and that's on Facebook, you'll be able to find it. So it's going to be on the Tyneside and various different places. So if you are in the area, that sounds pretty interesting, and it's run by Christian Atkinson. So if you want to know more, I'm sure it'll be out there. So that's screenagekicks.co.uk. So I'll be back soon with more recultism. If you drop us a line, if you can think of anything that you want, any culty stuff that you want us to talk about. So thanks very much for listening. I'll see you soon. Bye. Different to those who don't.